Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Three, two, one, go!
Podcast! Yay!
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Woo.
It's got, have you noticed, just as we've officially started, it's got much, much windier.
Very windy,
and the
it?
Big van's pulling off.
And
can you
van
hear
pulling
that?
Off. I think God hates cabin fever.
I think we knew that already.
So, oh look, there's a lorry reversing near us. The problem I've got here, Dave, is that I'm so easily distracted by
you
things.
You really are easily distracted. Yeah. Normally I can't see your eyes, so I don't see you doing this. You're doing this.
This
for
is
the
why.
Tape, my eyes are going everywhere.
For the tape. This is why doing a podcast on clean feed is very good for me. Because I basically, you know, like a horse has its blinkers put on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're just staring at the screen, which just says recording, and that's
yeah,
all you
I
can
see.
But
I think, like, in life, lockdown has been blinkers on me. And as right. a horse, I've been able to really...
Just reduced your scope of options.
Yeah.
Totally.
And distraction.
Do you know what? I get very distracted by other people getting very distracted. So
right.
I've not been very distracted, but now I'm very distracted by you being very distracted.
See me being distracted.
Well, that's become very apparent because the first 3 minutes of this podcast have just been you two talking about Tom being
distracted.
Can I just say that, guys, because of my official diagnosis with ADHD, it's actually,
Oh my God, I've been, what's that word? There's a word for it where you, it's called like edging or something.
No, but I know what edging is because we discussed that in a previous episode of this podcast.
That's a different thing.
Edging is when
Yeah, no, I know what that is.
Right.
trilling or something is where you make fun of someone for the thing that they have without realising that they have it.
Oh,
and
is
then,
that what it's
yeah.
called?
That's
trilling.
Something. I mean, I'm.
It feels like we don't
up.
Know the word.
I'm dyslexic, so that's why I can't remember the word.
Good, good. I was about to say you're an idiot for not being able to spell properly,
yeah,
and I could have trilled you.
I stopped you from trilling.
Did we play trill tennis?
We should say, shouldn't we, that all this lorry chat and outside chat,
great
and
chat, gold.
Eyes going back and forth, being distracted chat. It's because we're outside, we're in person.
We're in person.
We're doing it for the first time ever, the three of us in person.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Surrounded by people also doing their podcasts.
Oh, yeah, it's podcast central here, isn't it?
Someone also doing some serious drilling there as well.
There's drilling podcast, that one.
Yeah.
We are, I want to say it's a beautiful location that we're in. It was a beautiful location. Now we're sort of round the back by the bins
yeah,
of the beautiful
the
location.
Because beautiful locations is lots of people going
lots of people
beautiful.
And lots of wind. We were in a lovely square by King's Cross in London.
Yeah.
Beautiful canal. Loads of people having lunch, the sun was shining, but it was very noisy.
Well, I don't want to play the ADHD card again, guys, but I would find it difficult to sit there because you saw me,
you
Helen,
were getting very distracted.
When the child was lost.
There was a child with its mum about 2 metres away.
That's true.
The child was
you
crying and Tom
over.
Didn't listen to us for about 3 minutes because he just was worried about the child.
It's
very
really
nice.
Concerning how being a parent opens up that part of your brain. That can
yeah, because
be
me and Helen were sitting there going, I hope that child shuts the fuck up.
Yeah, you were concerned about the child because it was making
I was
too
annoyed.
Much noise. Yeah.
I remember hearing that's a way that people used to rob houses would leave a crying child outside the front and then people would worry about the child. Or maybe just the audio of a baby crying and then they'd go out and then they'd run into the house, shut the door, rob them.
My friend once got mugged by someone, by a couple with a pram.
Oh my God!
There was no baby in the pram.
Oh!
But he got mugged in a park in South London because he just sort of was walking along and he just saw a nice couple with a pram. They were baddies.
That's horrible. Do you know why they had the pram?
Yeah, precisely what you just described. To look
a mugging distraction.
A mugging distraction.
And to put all the things they'd mugged in the pram, presumably.
Yeah, the pram.
Like me with my trolley.
Full of devices. Oh, we should talk about the trolley. Dave, describe the trolley.
Helen's rocked up with... There's no way of describing it apart from a Nan's shopping trolley, isn't it? That's what it is. It's a one of those shopping buggies.
A gift from big fan of the podcast, Jenny, my mum. So she'll be very offended that you called it a granny shopping trolley.
It's not. It wasn't meant to be offensive. It's
no,
just.
That is what it is.
I think that's literally what they call them, aren't they? Like granny trolley.
Granny trolley. Yeah.
Can we just, can but we just, it's got lots of owls on it, so
yeah,
it's very.
The trolley's absolutely beautiful. It's a proper old lady trolley.
Yeah.
But you know the old lady thing that's kind of in and cool now. You're probably going to change your name to Edith or something or Vera.
Helen is pretty good going.
Yeah, you're already halfway there.
But it does look like in certain growing up. You know, it does look like something that an old lady would have, but now it's quite cool to walk around with a trolley. And it's gorgeous. The owls are beautiful.
Oh,
Jenny,
so
you've done
much.
So well.
Oh, she did a great job. And look, it's in theme with a great big owl.
Yeah.
Is it waterproof? You've got some sort of...
Yeah. And look, it's got this little pocket here.
Oh,
it's got a pocket.
The older I get, the more interested I am in the external pockets on a carrying device, whatever it is. You know, like I used to just have a bag. Check everything in the middle of the bag. Now I'm like, I want a little bit for my keys on the side. Yeah, I've got a little pocket there. So I keep the portable charger on the side of the bag.
Oh, very nice.
So it's easily accessible.
I would.
Everyone's doing well with their baggage, actually.
Oh, well, mate, you can't go wrong with the North Face. Ultra Gore-Tex, multi-pocketed. You know, there's things in like this part there. Look, on the side.
You've replaced the water bottle holder with cleansing hand gel.
Yeah, got that.
And then the other one's 2021.
The other one's a bin on the other side there. It reminds me of when I was young and I would, for weeks leading up to going back to school, I loved school so much. And I would get my briefcase and I'd work out where all the pens were going to go and where the rulers, and open the briefcase and work out exactly.
You had a briefcase?
Yeah, for a bit, yeah.
At school?
Yeah, at school, yeah, not... like in life or anything.
No, that's worse.
Yeah, that's definitely
a briefcase
worse.
In life is more normal,
yeah,
right?
Fine.
That's what they're for.
Yeah.
Not if you're going to a rehearsal room as an actor to turn up with a briefcase.
Well, depends what part you're playing.
In terms of first impressions, right, as an actor, when you arrive on set or you meet your people you're going to be in quite an intense sort of relationship with for 6 weeks or 8 weeks and you've got to make the right first impressions, is there anything worse than having a briefcase in front of you? What is the kind of, what's the biggest...
Being nude.
Helen, you are naked. Sorry, was that not... But I thought it was for Channel 5, so I just assumed...
Nude with a briefcase, then, is
that? Oh, that's the worst combination.
Imagine that, slamming the briefcase. Oh, God!
There was a guy in my school that turned up on day one with a briefcase. He was the only one in the whole school. And he never turned up again with a briefcase.
Oh, it's tragic. Did you not get bullied for it, Tom?
No, loads of us had briefcases. Then I went and I had a rucksack. And then it was cool in the sixth form. This is when I was like 12, 13. When I was in the sixth form, you didn't take a bag, and that was the cool thing, not to have a bag. And you would tuck your folders under your arm. And so isn't this like genuinely this? If I see someone now walking along with folders under their arm, I still am a 12-year-old going,
they're cool. It's like the one shoulder over there.
It's like the one shoulder. And they'd have big ring binder for lever arch folders.
Wow.
And so I remember getting to sixth form and getting my first lever arch folder and being like, this is the equivalent of displaying my pubes to the world. This is proof that I am a man.
What is that about with teenagers of making things inconvenient for yourself, and that's what's cool? Like, not wearing a coat used to be the thing when I was at school.
Really?
If you wear a coat, that's really lame. So we'd all just be freezing.
Yeah, I'd go out.
Yeah,
when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I'd be in like a t-shirt.
Oh,
because
well,
it wasn't cool to wear a coat.
Just no.
I don't know where you grew up, Tom, but it was not cool to wear. I think it still probably isn't cool to wear a coat.
What are you talking about? I've got my Tory coat on today. This coat, genuinely, is identical to one that Theresa May wore.
Is it?
Yeah. I know the one you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got my Theresa May
Who
on.
Who wore it better?
Thanks. Hang on, she or he? Me, she or me, did you say?
I said, who wore it better? And you just went, yes.
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
As always, I've just assumed it was a him.
Yeah, you were correct. Correct.
Have you seen the Theresa May Instagram account?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Theresa May as in the hair product.
Describe it. Use the words.
They managed to find pictures of Theresa May dressed identically to bottles of Tresemme.
Amazing.
The different sort of flavours and things. I highly recommend Googling Theresa May Tresemme.
I love those meme threads when they find people in the outfits of a thing, but I just think how long does that take?
Well, also, imagine how many of those have got like two in.
Yeah.
David Cameron, soap containers.
Perfect one. It must start because you find one, right?
Exactly.
You go, look, there's Boris Johnson dressed like a can of beans.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll do canned products. So it's like, well, I'm out now.
Yeah, and you've done two, and that's it. Yeah.
Imagine the euphoria when you get to like number 30, though, and you realise it's going really well, and you're going to become Instagram famous.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get to write thread on Twitter.
Oh,
thread.
Yeah.
threads.
It's a strange sort of fame, isn't it? Where it's not, no one knows. Name one person that's done that. You just know the memes. You don't know who they are.
Every inch of success I've ever had on social media has been followed by zero new followers. Anytime I've had like three tweets that have gone mental in the 10 wasted years I've poured into that black hole. And on every time that's happened, I've not picked up.
You're right. It's almost like a selfless act, isn't it, doing a viral tweet?
Yeah, it is giving.
Putting some good joy into the world, and that's it. How is Twitter, by the way? I'm not there really anymore.
It says hi.
Does it?
Yeah, it says hi. It also says you're a massive cunt.
Oh, yeah.
That's more what I expect yourself. From Twitter, yeah. Hope you die in a horrible car crash. It's all the usual things from Twitter. I'm as usual, as I always go on about, I'm desperate to get off it, but I can't.
Yeah. It is addicted. A drug. I actually started a new Twitter account this week.
Did you?
For a campaign that my theatre company is running. And as a result, I followed...
Who cares, action?
It's actually End Prevent Campaign. It's got a little bit more of a political edge.
Is that the jingle, though?
How does it go again?
Oh, I haven't done
a
jingle yet.
You've really got a note, haven't you, for your... you've got a favourite note for your jingles.
Honestly, the biggest compliment...
You can always hear, like, a Bowie song, can't you? You, always, like, you hear it, you go, oh, that's Bowie. That's got a bit of Bowie flavour.
Yeah, yeah.
Monksy's jingles are like...
For me, it's the biggest compliment ever that I can actually hold a note. That's, like, such a nice thing for you to say.
There's something like a sort of... There's an element of medieval chanting to it.
Oh, yeah. Like Gregorian chanting. Who gets action?
I absolutely love that shit.
Oh,
absolutely love it.
Yeah.
But never introduce it into my life properly. Every now and again I hear it. Maybe at Christmas they have like really on for some reason.
Oh, Gregorian chanting is great.
Yeah.
Again, with my theatre company, I'm plugging them so much at the moment.
That's fine. But we're haven't actually said their name once, so it's that sort of plug where you think you've plugged their lives.
We're writing a musical at the moment. We gave the brief to one of the musicians to use Gregorian chanting in the thing. I'm going to send it to you. It's quite... They were a bit like, why? And then they did it. And
it's gorgeous. It's beautiful, isn't it? What's that song that used Gregorian chant? Is it Gregorian?
It's Gregorian. Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy that jumped in.
But I've been going to Greg's a lot recently.
That's good. That's good. Let's do some Gregorian chanting. Sausage roll and a Belgian waffle cake, thank you. What was that song that used it in the 90s? Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, it's going to be another.
I wasn't born then.
It's going to be another one of those ones.
Oh, come on. Give us a tweet. Give us a tweet if you know. What was the song in the 90s? Dun, 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 I can't sing
Madonna?
No, it was...
You're doing breathing, I thought.
Good to have an effort, though. Good guess.
Oh, who else was around
Someone will
then?
Tweet us.
Jerry Halliwell.
Who else was around in the 90s?
That was Jerry Halliwell. Imagine if there was one 90s person whose number you had and you could just call them for all 90s references. Hi, Jerry. I've got a Tamagotchi question for you.
We get Dom Jolly on, can't we?
Actually, you're bloody right. I've seen nothing else to do.
Oh, yeah, I've got a new Twitter account.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
And I've been following people that I don't follow on my current Twitter account, and it's a totally different world.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how much it's curated? I mean, we already know it. It's just weird to see it so starkly. I've followed really nice people, and I'm really enjoying my End Prevent Twitter.
Maybe I should come off, rejoin, and just follow nice people I like.
I think there's quite a lot of very famous people who do that as well, who have, like, Jürgen Klopp was talking about it. He's got a Twitter account, but it's just for that, basically.
It's only people that he... It is hard not
to... Well, I think I only follow people that I like. Yeah. That's the problem. It's just that the way Twitter now works, it goes...
It's quite hard not
thing you're enjoying, this experience? Well, here's a cunt saying an awful thing. We think you might like this, you know? And it's like, well,
so you know that fact
that
you thought you knew and you were really confident about?
Yes,
it's wrong. There's a bit of doubt around it. And also, them claiming there's doubt around that fact, if you know that's not true, you're now going to feel obliged to start tweeting them to tell them they're wrong. And that's it. You've fallen in. And you've got your tie stuck in the lift, and that's it. You're done for.
I know. I've had to start to stop doing that because I haven't done TikTok quite a lot now.
How's TikTok?
Oh, it's fun. It's like a really nice space to be in most of the time. There's some knobheads on there, obviously, but most of the time it's very supportive.
Can you curate it a bit more?
It curates it for the genius of TikTok is that, like, the algorithm is magical. So if you, like, watch a video for longer than 30 seconds, it goes, oh, I know what you like, and then just gives you all of that, you know? So if you just watched a cute dog video, next time you go on, it'll just be like loads of cute dogs videos.
I love great. I love algorithms. I've got a terrible joke lined up.
You didn't look confident about completing that sentence.
No, I don't look confident about the joke.
Go on.
An inconvenient truth. Sorry, that's an algorithm. I'll actually take that out. Just, I couldn't get
no,
it out of my head.
You have
it,
to.
It was sort of blocked and I had to shit it out
to
in order to be able to use my vowels again. Sorry, everyone. got rid
of. We talk about Al Gore on this podcast more than you'd think, don't we?
Big fans.
He's
over
cropped
the
up a number of times over
why
the last
Al
year.
Why is Al Gore cropped up?
He came up on Monopoly, didn't he? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What was the Al Gore? Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar Square. Yes, that was brilliant.
That was probably the highlight of the whole podcast so far. Thing. Moment of the year.
Algorithm is good. That is a good pun. It's just
the joke was bad.
The setup.
Yeah,
was...
well, let's not really go over it now. You know, I was riffing and...
You weren't riffing. It was a pre-planned...
how can you read it off that piece of paper that you brought with you? How did you imagine that if I could steer the conversation that obliquely just to get a poor pun out? That would be a proper skill.
So when we started the podcast, you, Helen was very panicked about not having anything to talk about.
I've not written anything on the
WhatsApp. Because
we've
not written anything on the WhatsApp. I don't think anyone has actually this week.
No.
Has it been a barren
things.
Land? Have you just put it on there now?
Yeah.
This is proper like doing your homework on the way into class, isn't it?
Yeah. So it should be. Well, listen, we've nearly got to the 50-minute golden mark. Why don't we take a break for some ads and then come back with a little bit of format and then call it a day?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. Fine, all right. Enjoy these adverts from your sponsors. Our sponsors, not your sponsors. Yeah. All the best.
Hi, I'm Scott Hancock and I host From Queer to Eternity, a new podcast exploring what it means to be queer, where we have conversations like this.
I look at younger generations and go, you can just Google this stuff.
The fact that the only mention of queerness was... don't get AIDS.
If I'd been marrying a girl, that would not have happened.
Maybe we can find a universality that we weren't aware of before.
That's why this podcast is so great, because actually, well, I guess we just don't think to speak of this stuff, and yet it's part of our fabric.
From Queer to Eternity, available to listen to now from the Great Big Owl Company.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, Helen's got the WhatsApp in front of her. Helen, do you want to take us through what you're looking at?
Well, I thought I'd written more, but I've actually only written one thing.
Okay, great.
And I'm pretty confident I've already talked about this on the podcast.
Okay, great.
Great.
Too good to go?
Too good to go.
Although I arrived today and you both didn't know what it was.
No, I know what it is. I just never used it.
I'd never heard of it. You've never talked
We've
about it on the podcast.
We've talked about it.
Separately.
On a WhatsApp with Tilly once.
Oh, I'm confusing real life in the podcast.
Yeah, that's what happened, because you mentioned it. And I think I said I've never used it, but it's the sort of thing where I go, that's a great idea, I've used it.
Well, can we explain what the idea is, please? Yeah.
Well, I'm now full of regret actually bringing this up, and I wonder if, is it too late to pull out?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, no, I mean, it is too late to pull out. You've got no choice.
Well, because what I've realised is the Too Good To Go app, I'm spreading the word, which is a good thing to do.
Well, you know what you should do for them? Sing them a jingle.
Too good to go.
Too good to go. Amen.
You can tell I was raised a Catholic. I actually have been spreading the word, and I'm really good, like, it's going badly because now more people are using them, and the more people that use it,
the less there is to go.
Oh.
But yeah. I've done it now, so here we are.
So the new app's called Too Good, It's Gone. That is... well, to explain what Too Good To Go means. Explain what the app does.
So, it's an app. On this app, for anyone that listens to Bitchin' as well, by the way, I've already done this whole spiel, so just maybe fast forward 15 seconds. Hello, lorry.
It's a lorry full of Hell's Lager from Camden Town Brewery.
If they put an apostrophe, it would be for me, wouldn't it, Hell's Lager?
Oh.
It's an app. On the app, there are things that have... not gone off, but would be thrown out if you didn't go and collect them at the end of the day. So you set your location and then it tells you everything around you that's about to be thrown out, and then you go and pick it up, and it's a third of the price
right
at wholesale. So I use it for Leon, Greggs, Carluccio's.
Right. You're effectively sort of app-wise going round, going through Greg's bins, aren't you?
It's the Gale's bin. It's the online Gale's bin, isn't it?
It's Uber, but for Greg's bins.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And maybe you should do their marketing, yeah.
But for Greg's bins, see you there.
But it's why I agreed to meet you guys today, because I thought, I bet the Too Good To Go round King's Cross is excellent.
Spot on, especially at the moment, thanks to COVID.
Yeah,
There's way too much stock. Thank you, COVID.
This is why you brought your trolley, isn't it?
This is why I brought my trolley.
So what are you going to put in the trolley?
So I have bought £30 worth of beer from a nearby brewery for £10.
Wow.
That is good, isn't it? Hang on, so explain to me, when did you buy it? This is the thing about Too Good To Go. I thought it was just like, oh, it's 9:55 p.m. I'm in Soho.
Yeah, here's the sushi.
I'll nip on and see what's on now. But you bought this yesterday to pick up today.
Yeah.
How did they know?
Generally, you buy it the night before for the following evening. But this one, there's actually a window between 12 and 5 to pick it up, because I guess it's just beer that they've got in.
But when beer goes off, that must be pretty old, because beer's got quite a good sell-by date on it.
So,
and will it be in a keg?
No, but there are kegs on there. There are kegs, but
I'm going to get obsessed with this a bit now.
Mate. Here's a new Dave Cook obsession.
Yeah. Is there Baileys?
Why'd you get a keg of Baileys?
Yeah, but just nearly gone off Baileys is something we shouldn't be
curdling Baileys.
I bet the keg is still on there because it was £50, which is a lot of money to spend on Too Good To Go.
Yeah.
And also you need to be able to...
Tap a keg?
Yeah.
Yeah, keg's not the sort of thing you can just sort of swig on the way home, is it?
But yeah, it tells you. And then things sell out, so they've got like two left of a Costa Coffee. And so that
what have they got in Costa Coffee?
Well, this is the whole thing. They're always a goodie bag, so it's always...
Oh, so it's literally just a bin bag.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
that's
God.
How they know.
That's
I was going to say, I thought you were buying it the night before, and they're going, we're going to have 3 croissants tomorrow night. I was like, how do they know?
Yeah,
so if you go to Costa, it could just be like a bag full of those wooden sticks you used to stir coffee. You don't know what you're going to get.
This is also addictive, because it's gambling, essentially, isn't it? You're spending a third of the price. So this is, look, £3 for a £10 bag of Costa coffee, so they will give you £10
worth of stuff. Oh, do you know what? You were moaning about having nothing to do on this podcast today. If we'd have known about this,
yeah,
we could have
all
bought a goodie bag and then nipped off at half time and gone and got it and gone through our goodie bags.
One of my favourite bits of doing this podcast is bemoaning the ideas we haven't been asked to do properly. We do that a lot. This is a podcast full of remorse.
Yeah. It is. That's been a great format, though. Yeah, future one, okay. So do you have to do it around sort of 5 pm ish? Is that the thing?
It depends. There's lunchtime. So here, this is why King's Cross is amazing.
Yeah, what's on offer right now? Can you get something in the next 10 minutes?
Vegetarian magic bag full of beef.
That you have to pick up between 2:30 and 3.
What time is it now?
That's at Monument, though, you see. That's quite far away.
Can you see if there's anything to pick up right now at King's Cross?
Oh, my gosh. So,
that's what I'm really interested in.
Nearby.
Yeah, what could we get now?
What I want
King's
to happen
Cross?
Is that we press a button, we take a 5-minute break while Helen goes and collects it.
Collect now. Oh, my gosh, why am I going?
Yeah, you've got the app and it's your phone.
Hang on, what's that?
That's Holborn. They're all quite far away, guys. Bloomsbury. St. Paul's.
Cafe Nero. £3 and 9 pence.
King's Cross
for a
Station.
Bag full of
Costa
stuff.
Coffee.
Costa Coffee at King's Cross.
Is it now?
11 till 5. Yeah, we could get it today. Shall I get it?
Yeah.
Am I going to have to walk and go and get
your
this?
Your magic bag is a surprise.
Oh, yeah, we haven't got this
through. Come on, there's 3 of us.
Pay.
Oh my God, you're paying.
You're going to see my security code.
Nice security code.
Well, thank you.
God, also great counting from 0.
You've just saved a meal from being wasted. Celebrate with your friends by sharing on Instagram. No, thank
or
you.
Or on your podcast.
Sharing on
thanks very much.
So hang on, we can get that anytime now, can't we?
Anytime from now.
Well, I think in that case, what we should do is a bit more chat and then stop, go over to the Costa and get the stuff.
Before.
And that's how we finish the episode,
yeah,
right?
I feel like we should do that right now. I think we should press pause.
Well, hang on, should we just do an AOB before we go and get the bits?
We can do that while we eat our Costa bags, is what I meant.
Oh, okay, fine.
Because we should let them be on a meet. There'll just be a pause here.
I think we should put this on.
I think it's a good time for the street cleaner to arrive, actually. I think it's a good time for a street cleaner to inch their way past our studio.
Slowly.
Excuse me.
He's definitely slowed down, hasn't he?
Unbelievable. Did BBC Sound send you? Yeah. Okay, so we've come into the middle of King's Cross Station. There's 2 people dancing, guys, in front of us.
Oh,
guys, can see the dancers?
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting podcast section because... there's Costa, we can see it. Okay, we'll go.
Lovely, lovely.
Because we're all obviously masked up now, which isn't...
So we can't hear each other,
traditionally,
in
broadcasting, they don't traditionally say put a massive barrier between your mouth and the microphone.
It's making a great listen, an even more interesting listen. Also, loads of trains are cancelled today, so it's just eerily quiet.
It's really quiet, isn't it?
To the station.
Okay.
Oh, guys, I'm nervous about this.
Why are you nervous? I thought you did this all the time.
I do, but the pressure of you guys being here.
Well, we're just going to stand outside and watch and point and laugh.
Yeah,
and
we're not going to watch your interaction.
No, it's not that. It's like, what if it's a disappointment? And this is such good advertising for Too Good To Go.
Well, what I would say, Helen, is it can only be a disappointment because Tom and I are expecting sort of a meal each, aren't we?
You know? Like, it's going to be a rocky road. Yeah, it's going to be crisps.
Oh, God, no.
I want a hot chocolate.
We're going to get to share a cereal.
All the guilt stuff that I don't normally allow myself to buy, but it's all stuff that's going off. So it's just going to be.
Exactly. So imagine stale sandwiches. Just get your head in that mode. Stale sandwiches.
Right. Oh. Good luck, Helen. She's going in. So Dave and I are just going to go and stand over here. It's a tiny stall. Also, Helen has left the owl bag by itself with no one there.
Well, do you know what? Leaving a bag in the middle of a train station isn't a great look, is it? Luckily, we're on hand in case security jump in.
I don't think there's anyone here.
There's no one there. Yeah, that's the idea. You just take everything.
It's all too good to go.
It's Costa Supermarket Suite. So there's nobody there. It's a tiny little, like one of those little stands you get at train stations. It's pretty small.
Yeah, there's not a shop per se, is there, to go into?
No. It's very colourful, though. Isn't it nice to be outside? Can you tell I'm excited to be outside?
If you know King's Cross Station, we're sort of on that bit, the upper, what do you call it? Mezzanine. Oh, shut up. We're sort of looking out onto. I can literally see less than 20 people in the whole of King's Cross Station. That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, we're near the Harry Potter bit.
Yeah,
can see that. No, they're doing it. Yeah, it's open. Look, that's the first time I've seen no queue.
No
at
queue,
Harry Potter,
right? If this is a good bit of advertising. If you want to get to 9 3/4 at King's Cross, this is the time apparently to do it.
I think Helen's found someone. So exciting!
Hi, how are you? I'm good. I've got a Too Good To Go. Do you? Just one.
She said, yeah, two bags.
Two bags?
I don't know. Well, she only ordered one, I think.
I think she did.
This is £3 worth of stuff. This is very exciting.
They usually have the tables out here. There's no tables for us to sit in and look at our hall.
Well, I think we should go back outside with the food.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Shovel it into our greedy mouths. We're basically stealing off Costa.
Oh, thank you. Anything veggie would be great. Oh, that's perfect, yeah.
Sandwich. One sandwich going in. Two sandwiches going in. Two sandwiches. Three. Oh, my God, Dave, there's three sandwiches.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
That's nuts. I thought it was going to just be like half a cereal bar or something.
They've gone in. Helen's walking away. She's got the bag. You're handing us the bag. Amazing.
Let's go outside and investigate our...
Guys, it's not as much as I'd normally get, I've got to say.
Is it not as good?
It's not as much, but...
We were excited by...
It is like...
We were excited by what we were getting.
Okay. There's definitely enough stuff for everybody.
What?
Did she ask you, like, how many... is it for you three people?
Pick three sandwiches. Oh. And then I went, what? And she went, don't worry, I'll do it for you.
Okay, so we're outside again.
We're outside. We've got the Costa bag. £3 this cost.
£3.
Okay.
And remember how overpriced Costa normally is. Keep that in your brain.
I'd be nicer to Costa since they've just given you this massive freebie before you slag them off.
All right, off we go.
Okay, here we go.
Three sandwiches. A tuna melt.
Tuna melt.
Less
melting.
By
the way, there is a sticker on here saying 50% off marked price already.
Mozzarella and tomato panini.
Yeah, okay.
And
what else?
Final one. Bacon bap. Bacon bap. Shotgun.
You need to have the tuna melt.
No, I can't eat any of this.
Mozzarella?
Oh, really?
What about mozzarella and tomato?
This is what often happens.
Oh, you're vegan, aren't you? You're not veggie, are you?
I just give it to other people.
Oh, I'll take that home for Beth then, mate.
Shall I go back upstairs and say, sorry, excuse me, this is going off on today? Can I have some of these? So that's why, right? Presumably all those sandwiches are going off today and...
Yeah, they know they've got to get rid of them. They know no one's coming into the station.
Can I be honest? I'm a bit disappointed. I'll tell you why. Here's why. Because I thought they would be a bit more like... A bag of crisps, a cheeky chocolate bar.
Like a picnic selection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know what I mean?
It is. So yesterday I went to Paul's.
Sorry to correct you. Paul. Yeah.
I went to Paul. And
Lyon. Paul.
Lyon and Paul. And Paul's.
Costa.
got myself.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Oof.
Yeah.
A gingerbread man. Oof. Cinnamon swirl.
Oh.
Sandwich. A loaf of bread.
See, that's
bread.
What we wanted.
That's what I was expecting. How much was that?
That was £3.
Oh, £3?
£3.
So, do you know what I mean? This is the whole thing. It's a lottery. It's a gamble. It's a game.
This is still £1 per sandwich, which is, let's face it, good value.
Yeah, it's good value, isn't it?
I'm going to eat this bacon roll now. Is it supposed to be heated up, is it? That's the problem, isn't
it? Props.
Maybe take it home, have it for tea.
Pop it in your armpit,
yeah,
love.
Not a bad.
Pop it in your armpit. Pop it in your armpit and run around King's Cross a couple of times. Also, Dave and I have now got to go and have a work meeting with someone.
Yeah,
we've got to go pick up all my beer.
You're going to get a slab of it. But we're going to now turn up at this work meeting with a Costa bag of
old sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, we work in the entertainment industry. What's that? It's a tuna melt. Yeah.
It's a quid from Costa.
Okay, so I feel like we've done a massive advert for this app, but it is quite interesting. What's it called?
Too good to go.
I love
it. Don't use it because it will take it away from me.
Okay,
if you live in the South West London area, everywhere else is fine.
So Wimbledon Knights are all banned from it.
Also, I should just say, another caveat is it is very dependent on where you are based. So
yeah.
Obviously we're around lots of shops at the moment, but if you live in a field, it'll be
fine. Yeah, right.
There's not many like farmers on there just giving away some eggs.
No, hello really to Pablo are. Listening in Whitley Bay now. Literally weeping, furious. He was on the way out of the house. You can't believe it.
Whole episode wasted.
Right, we must go. End of the podcast. AOB?
I had one bit of B, which I thought you'd enjoy.
Quick B.
Well, I was driving to play golf. I played golf twice this week.
Yeah.
Busy week. And as I got towards the golf course, there's a house with a massive window right by the golf course. And there was someone waving at cars. And I thought it was really sweet. And I always wave back. So I stopped and waved for ages. And then I realised, it's absolutely true, they were cleaning the window.
Oh, mate. Oh, yeah.
Genuinely happened.
When people say they're not...
Genuinely
people
happened.
Joke about not being ready to go out after the year off.
I slowed down and I went back. Hiya! I was like, God, they're doing this massive. And I realised it was this.
Big circle wave. Oh, well done. Well,
so you'd enjoy that.
That's great.
Yeah. We'll probably see you next week on remote old cabin fever.
Old style.
Oh, right. All the best. See you next week.
Thanks for coming. Kind regards. All the best. Bye now. Bye. 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name.
Oh, might as well eat this bacon balm now.
Mate.
That's cold.
You've got to warm it up.
Oh. Still going to eat it. Great big.